Governor Jim Doyle signed legislation last year that restored funding to the office after it closed back in July of 2005. The bill included tax credits of up to 25% for companies who produce films in Wisconsin. The incentives are to attract business from an industry that is very concerned with the bottom line. David Fantle is with Film Wisconsin's Board of Directors. He says that before the incentives were approved, Wisconsin was one of the 10 least film-friendly states. But now, Fantle says, it's in the top five.
There's no reason why a forest in Wisconsin can't double for a forest anywhere else in the world, why the Great Lake can't double for the ocean, while Milwaukee can't double for other major metropolitan areas, and on and on. So if filmmakers find that the support is here in the state of Wisconsin and the incentives are attractive enough, we've been told that scripts can actually be rewritten to fit a location that have the most desirable incentives.
The incentives aren't limited to film companies, however. Producers of video games, television shows, and commercials will also be able to receive them. The measures are ultimately aimed at tapping into a $60 billion a year industry in order to create new jobs in the state. Fantle says that such jobs will help develop poor areas of Wisconsin, as well as block the brain drain of film students out of the state. Mike Ewing, Wisconsin Public Radio.